Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
The anointing has an assignment. How many of you have got the anointing on an assignment in your life? Maybe 10 of you. Not bad. The rest of you, what are you waiting for? You've got to send the anointing on an assignment. We've got an assignment right now. My wife, myself, and Pastor Simone and all of us, for what we're believing God for right now. It's out on assignment. Do you ever assign your angels to do anything? Yes. The Bible says that they were there for the heirs of salvation. Angels are there for the heirs of salvation. That's you and me. And so we can commission them to go and do something. Oh, dear. Oh, Lord. Now, we've seen, we heard that the anointing was on Jesus because it anointed him to do something. And we see also Jesus in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He anointed Jesus of Nazareth. What did he anoint me with? The Holy Ghost and with power. So when the Holy Spirit came in you, you got anointed with the Holy Ghost, but not just the Holy Ghost, you got the anointing with the power with it. You see, you look at yourself sometimes in the mirror and you see just little old Gerard Curry, born in South Africa, a little nerdy guy. But when you look in the mirror and you see who you are in Christ Jesus, you see world changer, victory. Come on. No impossibilities. You look and see who's on the inside of you, who you are, who you belong to. Oh my God, things turn around. And that's how we try our best, my wife, myself, and our family, we try our best to live with that mindset. Because I lived with the mindset far too long, well, it's just me. Oh, what am I going to do? You got to get outside of your own thinking and you got to get inside of God's thinking. He already said to us, my thoughts are not your thoughts and your ways are not my ways. But your ways and your thoughts can become His ways and thoughts by learning the Word of God and speaking His Word. Because He said, I watch over my Word in Jeremiah. I watch over my Word to perform it. So when I speak healing, God's Word, He watches over that Word and He performs it. When I speak prosperity, when I speak peace and joy and protection, He watches over that word. When I speak healing, the way He spoke it and He's taught it, then He watches over what you're saying. But if you're not saying anything, you're not releasing any anointing and nothing's happening. You've got to speak and you've got to speak in faith. Can you say amen? Amen. So how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who then went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Yoke destroying, burden removing, power of God. The yoke of the devil. He destroyed the works of the devil. Amen. But he couldn't do it without the Holy Spirit. How God first anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Who then went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For the Lord God was with him. You have got the Lord God resident, and He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He's never going to leave you. He's with you from now until you go to Him, and eternity is with you forever. And so we allow ourselves to be beat up. Listen, let me just tell you something right now. You have to have faith and you have to believe. You have to have faith in the Holy Spirit and you have to believe by faith that the greater one on the inside of me is greater than anything outside of me. You have to have faith and believe that to walk in that. And you've got to see. You've got to get a vision. God and myself, we are the majority. You didn't hear what I said. God and I are the majority. You see, listen, the Bible says you called me to run through a troop and to leap over a wall. That's the anointing that God instills in us. And that's in Samuel and Psalms. But he says, you caused me to run through a troop. That could be up to 2,000 soldiers. Caused me to run through a troop and to leap over a wall. I don't believe it. Well, then you don't believe in Samson with the jawbone of an ass and 1,000 soldiers. You don't believe nothing. And you wonder why you're defeated. Let me tell you something. As a child of God, as a born-again child of God, your birthright is success. Put your hand on your heart. Say, as a child of my God, my Father, my birthright is success. Now, who wants to argue with that? Why would you want to argue with success? What are we going to do? How are we going to afford it? Where are we going to go? I think the sickness is maybe unto death. Who knows? Oh, you're speaking the language of the curse. Get out of that thinking and get into the language of the redeemed. Start speaking and calling things that are not as though they were. That's what God told us to do. I don't call sickness, oh, I'm so sick. That's calling it. I say, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. That's the language of the redeemed. But you don't feel healed. That shows you got some faith when you stand and you proclaim it and decree it and declare it, and the anointing on the inside of you will go as an attack eagle and douche. Come on. You and God are the majority. You see, all of you could be believing in there that I'm going to trip off you and hurt myself. But I'm believing it's not going to happen to me. Me and God are more than you. Me and God are more than everyone in the world. It could just be myself and God. And the whole world against God, I'm the majority. He is the majority. This is good for you whether you like to admit it or not. This is good for you. You got to get this kind of attitude. You got to get this thinking. You got to start doing it daily. It's not a once a month type of thing, once a week type of thing. It's a lifestyle. You have to have a lifestyle of speaking the word of God, releasing the word of God. And you and God are the majority. Why? Because it is God who is the judge, and he decides who wins and who loses. God is the judge, and he decides who wins and who loses. Watch this now. Not your opponent. He doesn't decide. Your enemy doesn't decide who wins and loses. God decides. He's the judge. He's the umpire. He's the referee. And he calls time when he wants to call time out. And he says, no, you are winning. They're losing. He's the judge. He decrees. He makes the promise. Listen, you've got to remember, God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He has the first word and he'll have the last word. And what he said is going to happen is going to happen. And nobody can change that. The devil's already defeated. The armies of the world are going to be defeated with the word of God. We're going to be raptured out of here before that even takes place. We're going to spend eternity with God. We're coming back to rule with God. The word of God is final. It's final. Amen. I get excited about God. My opponent does not decide who wins and loses. My judge does, God. And you can see that in Isaiah 33, verse 22. Amen. Well, let's just look at that Psalm 18, verse 29. I'm reading it from the New Living Translation. The King James says, thou hast caused me to run through a troop and leap over a wall. The New Living Translation says, in your strength. You see, stop trying to do it in your own strength. Because how's that working for you? Stop trying to do it in your own smarts. Does the Bible not say in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Get out of yourself. Stay away from yourself. Ugh. If you don't wash and bathe and spray smellies on, that thing starts to stink. Get out of the stinking thinking. Get away from self and start looking at God. Start focusing on the King of Glory. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything you have need of, it'll be added to you. It'll overtake you. That's the God we serve. This is a King of Glory. The great I am, the Prince of Peace. El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. Mamma mia. So he says, in your strength, I can crush an army. I don't believe it. Will you tell Samson? With my God, I can scale any wall. I don't believe it. We'll ask the walls of Jericho. Come on. Come on. Do you think that was their strength and their power? Joshua. Yeah, we go marching round the wall, round the wall, round the wall. Yeah, we go marching round the wall. Shut up and don't speak. Remember God said, don't say a word? Because he didn't want them saying what they said. Ah, look, the walls are so big. Oh, goodness, we'll never get through there. How are we going to get it? They're throwing things at us. Oh, God, what's going on? Yen, 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 yen. That's what the 10 said. They came back and said, they're walled cities. They got giants in there and they got chariots and they got big armies. We can't defeat them. But the 2 said, we are well able. And the 2 that said, we can do it because God said, I've given you the land, go and possess it. And the 12 spies went and spied out the land. 10 said, we can't. 2 said, we can. The 10 that said, we can't, never got into the land. The 2 that said they could went into the land. Come on. You got to start to understand. Without God, you can do nothing. Nothing. That's why it says, your strength causes me to run through a troop and leap over a wall. The walls of Jericho, you think it was them, their smarts, them, the vibration of their tone. They were singing in such a high atmosphere, blowing trumpets so loud it hit that peak and the walls crashed like a glass would crash at an opera song. Is that what did it? No, it was God. It was the power of God. It was the anointing of God. It was obedience to God's word. They did what he said to do and they got the results that they desired. The anointing is burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. You don't need anything else but the Holy Spirit. You and him are the majority. But you've got to remember this at 2 o'clock in the morning when you wake up and, oh, got pain. Phone the pastor. No, don't. He's sleeping. I'm joking. You can call me anytime. Anytime. But it would be better if you were, am I right, Pastor Simone? It would be better if you stood up and said, you know what? I got burden removing, yoke destroying power of God resident in here. You demonic spirit of infirmity, I bind you. I command you, get out now in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I am healed. Which one's going to work better? The one, my leg, my butt, my back, my ears, my toes. Some guy said to me one day, I was in a band years ago and I had my one restaurant. He came up to me. He said, can you sing the arthritis song? I said, what's the arthritis song? He said, you know the one, I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Oh, Lord. Can you believe that? Sing the arthritis song. There are people singing that song. You know how you sing it? Oh, my arthritis is acting up. Oh, when it's rainy weather, my arthritis kicks in. Oh, this arthritis of mine, I just can't. I'm not making light of it. I'm making a point that you should stop speaking about the mountain and start speaking to the mountain. And you say, arthritis, I command you in the name of Jesus, get out.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services.